This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I tend to do research for the broadcast and then get so wound up before I go on air that I just go in 100 directions. A lot of times in the first hour, but I start settling down at the second and third hour. And when we come back, I want to open the phones up, too, just in general, to discuss the election fraud and what do you think the president should do? What should we do when brazenly Democrats all across the country in famous counties who've been convicted for fraud, the same individuals are involved, and they're doing it in front of the whole world nakedly. What do we do when we're faced with criminal activity that is stealing control of our nation so they can carry out even bigger enterprises? What do you do when Debbie Wasserman Schultz and people like this, known for their criminal activity, are willing to carry this out? And all it's doing is making them more brazen, more arrogant, more full of chutzpah. How do you counter something like this, and what does the president need to do? That's the question I'm asking you. I'm going to give the number out. 877-789-2539. Let's do first-time callers. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Also, when we come back, I played part of this at the very start of the show, but I'm going to play all 6 minutes of it because it's really powerful. Tucker Carlson goes to bat for InfoWars last night, and he went to bat for his own children's free speech and the future of this country, and just points out it's not hypocrisy, because CNN's not being censored. So they lie and say they're being censored when they're not by the president and others. They act like they're the bastion of defending it when they're the ones that are really attacking it. Articles up on InfoWars.com. It's very important to share it. If you don't share it, nobody will. It's also on NewsWars.com. Tucker Carlson's epic takedown of CNN, one of free speech's greatest enemies. So that's the start up next segment, because it ties in to the controlled corporate press acting like Trump's this dictator who's coming after the media, and it's just all lies. And I was watching Tucker Carlson this morning from last night, and while he was talking about, and his guest was talking about, all the horrible things that the Democrats and Obama and CNN has done to the free press, arresting reporters, you name it, it was making me think of all these other things they didn't even get to. I mean, they have done a lot of really, really horrible stuff. And it was making me sick to my stomach when I was listening to it this morning. And literally, Carlson then goes, it makes you nauseated. Because when you know all this stuff and you know all their lies, and I heard Carlson reminding everybody of the chain of lies with his guest, it really is. I was getting nauseated and getting a headache because it's just thinking about all the crap they've done. And then they've got the guts, the bravado guts isn't even the word. They've just got no respect for anybody. And they sit there and they tell the most fantastic lies you've ever seen that are verifiably not true when they're saying them. This is called gaslighting. And it really makes me angry. When we come back, we're going to play the report and tie it into CNN bitching and complaining that they're being censored by Trump, which, again, is another lie. They're the censors. They're the pigs. They're the liars.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
We are now into the second hour of the global broadcast, the most censored, most demonized, most lied about transmission in the world. For good reason. We've got the globalist number. We know they're in game. We know how they operate. We know how to stop them. So again, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central, we're here. The War Room with Owen Schroyer and others comes up 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. David Knight, 8 a.m. Central. And remember, we're on hundreds of AM and FM stations, hundreds of TV stations and cable stations. However you're watching or listening, you are the power of free speech. You are the power of getting the word out to everyone you know. You are the ones that are overpowering the censors and big tech's attempt to silence us. Go to Infowars.com/show, where you can subscribe to the free podcast, where you can find all the special live events, where you can find all the special video feeds, affiliate pages, and so much more. Infowars.com/show. And I want to thank you all for spreading the word. Despite their attempts to destroy us and shut us down, they have failed so far. Thank you for standing with us. And I want to say thank you to Tucker Carlson for standing with the First Amendment and his birthright and your birthright. He's been the strongest in any mainstream media format to defend free speech. Michael Savage has as well. Matt Drudge has online been a powerful force for free speech. And he also predicted years ago in the studio, in an exclusive interview, what was coming in the future because he was told by members of the Supreme Court and others. We're now witnessing that endgame. They were going to carry out whether Hillary got elected or not. They're going to have hearings in January claiming that Trump has violated the rights of the Washington Post and CNN and is trying to destroy the First Amendment. None of that's happening. He's speaking out when they lie about him and say he's a Nazi or all these other horrible names. They're now claiming countering them is a violation of their free speech. They're now suing the president in federal court, saying that Jim Acosta did not touch a woman and that Trump has no right to kick him out because of his heckling and violating decorum. Anybody else would be thrown out acting like this. CNN lobbied last year to have us removed, and it was done. CNN put pressure on the press secretary. Became a big national story, and so our press passes were revoked, no reason given. Dr. Corsi was our reporter there. 2 number one New York Times bestselling books, PhD in political science and international finance, and they said CNN says you should not have it, and so you're taken off the air. So this is their attitude. This is what they're doing, and now they're the paragon of free speech defense. When they lobbied and harassed our sponsors and mercilessly lied and went after publishing companies and got one of the head publisher guys fired because they were trying to do a book deal with me. It's just they are true authoritarians, and then their little attack dog gets thrown out, lies about it. The whole press joins them, including Fox News Corp itself, join the lawsuit against the president, saying you will let Jim Acosta run around and scream and yell at everyone, and you will let him stay in there and manhandle women, and you have no right. Well, Trump knows this judge may say, yes, Acosta's God, but the Supreme Court will shoot it down. Just like the Supreme Court said, no, the president does control the borders. Oh, and that caravan started arriving in San Diego, wanting all the free goods, and taunting the military and Border Patrol yesterday. Oh, but it didn't exist, remember? First it existed, but when we didn't want it, they said, oh, it doesn't exist, you're crazy. This is the level of deception. So here's Tucker Carlson last night, going to bat for all of our basic free speech, and going to bat for reality.
Well, there's a battle over free speech going on in Washington right now. Good. We're for free speech. The question is, are the people who claim they're defending free speech actually defenders of speech? Hashtag BASTA, whatever that means. But anyway, we'll investigate the assault on free speech after the break. In the past couple of days, you've heard a lot of huffing and puffing about free speech and freedom of the press and how those freedoms are currently imperiled by the White House. And to be clear, we are for free speech, unfettered, absolute free speech, the kind of speech guaranteed by the First Amendment and ratified consistently by the Supreme Court. We've defended that kind of free speech almost every night here for the past 2 years. Many others, mostly on the left, have attacked speech. So we know who's for free speech and who's against it, and we cannot help but notice that some of free speech's greatest enemies are now posing as its defenders all of a sudden. Take CNN, for example. It was CNN that almost single-handedly led the campaign to have broadcaster Alex Jones banished from the Internet on the grounds that they didn't like what Jones had to say. Ultimately, CNN succeeded in doing that. The network convinced every major tech platform to ban Jones and his outlet, InfoWars. You don't have to like Alex Jones to see that as a terrifying loss for free speech, because it was exactly that. But CNN was not done trying to silence its critics. Last year, the cable network threatened an anonymous Reddit user for creating an anti-CNN meme. CNN threatened to expose his identity and ruin his life if it ever was criticized by him again. Now, CNN is claiming to defend free speech, only when it's their speech. You'll notice, by the way, that CNN did not object when the government threatened to imprison employees of the cable channel RT if they didn't register as foreign agents. Yes, RT is owned by a foreign government. So is the BBC. Until last year, much of the New York Times was owned by a foreign national. This is true of other news organizations, none of which has ever registered as a foreign agent. But because RT is owned by Russia, which the left believes got Donald Trump elected, it is fine with CNN if they are bullied and silenced. So call CNN what you will, but don't pretend they are defenders of the First Amendment. They are not. Victor Davis Hanson is a fellow at the Hoover Institution and a close watcher of all this. He joins us tonight. So I just want to be clear, we're always for free speech, especially speech that's offensive, even by obnoxious White House correspondents. But to see a channel that has lobbied against the right of others to say what they think is true to all of a sudden emerge as this defender of the First Amendment is nauseating.
Yeah, I think when people saw the suit, they asked themselves, was there anything in the past that Jim Acosta had said negatively that got him kicked out? And the answer was no. Is there anybody, MSNBC, do they get kicked out? The answer is no. Do other CNN reporters get kicked out? No, they have passes. So it was a particular type of behavior. And I mean, if you're arguing a case before the Supreme Court, you can't go in there and take pictures or interrupt the justice. They'll kick you out. And if you do it another time, they'll say, we don't want you pleading a case before the Supreme Court. Jim Acosta can't go in there barefooted and say, I want to express myself. There are certain protocols and norms of behavior, and he's violated them. That's one issue. And then it's not, this is sort of a psychodrama, Tucker. I mean, we remember that the prior administration monitored 20 AP reporters and Fox's own James Rosen. Nobody filed a suit on behalf of James Rosen from CNN.
Good boss. Thanks. They prosecuted hundreds of journalists and whistleblowers at a level worse than Abraham Lincoln did in a war. He broke Abraham Lincoln's records using Trading with the Enemy Act on people reporting on Obama's corruption and working with the Taliban and groups like that. They tried to put Fox News reporters in jail for reporting on North Korea and public info and going to defense briefings that were public at the Pentagon, and then they tried to put multiple Fox reporters in prison for going to public defense talks. Oh, but oh, the press, oh, Trump's getting it. Oh, he's a... Remember when they went to the older lady's house who is a listener but didn't want to come on? And they said, your Facebook's got a couple hundred people on it here in Broward County. They didn't want anybody voting there against him. You're a Russian agent. She goes, I know every person on there. Well, a Russian bot posted something on there. Oh, a Russian bot sent a link. Turned out 80% of the Russian bots were hired by the Democrats because you can go hire Russian companies to spam. We're going to come back and play a little bit more of this, but this is just crazy. And play that clip reminding everybody they're bullying. But this guy's really smart, Victor Davis. Hansen, he rattles off a bunch of stuff I'd forgotten about. And it's just like, it'd be like Hitler being the chief judge at Nuremberg and passing judgment on Nazis that followed his orders. I mean, CNN is the most anti-free speech group in the world. They are anti-American, filthy criminals. They're sick.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, CNN didn't just dox a man that made a funny meme of CNN's head on top of a wrestler that Trump was wrestling. They didn't just threaten to fire him and get him to lose his job by doxing him. They would go to people's houses and accuse them of being Russian agents because they were getting people organized in Florida to vote. Remember this video? This real harassment?
What? The Russians? I don't care if they were involved or not. That to me is the least important thing.
But they were involved with you. Did you guys know that?
They weren't involved with us. You know, just make sure that you report it correctly, that, you know.
But you guys were involved with being patriotic, right?
Very, very patriotic, but not...
Being patriotic was the group that contacted and helped organize some of these activities that you posted on your own Facebook account.
Those were legitimate.
Those were Russians.
They were not Russians. I don't go with the Russians.
That
on,
group was Russian.
I have nothing to do with the Russians. The
well,
group,
apparently you the, did.
No.
Maybe you didn't know it, but
oh,
you did.
When you're talking like this, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, I'm talking with
those
what's
people
based on
that
the,
were with me were all Trump supporters. Very, very much so.
And
okay?
All apparently following the direction of groups that were associated with Russians who were
BS.
Actually infiltrated.
BS. And were with me, okay? They were at my meeting. They're all Trump supporters, okay?
Mm-hmm. But did you realize that you guys were in communication electronically with Russians?
Not me. I don't
you
know.
You were posting stuff on Facebook.
Hillary Clinton was, and so was all her bandits.
Some of the stuff that you were in charge of the Facebook account, right? You were posting and reposting almost word for word the information that was coming out of this internet research agency in St. Petersburg.
No.
You don't believe that?
Nope. Thank you.
All right, let's stop right there. There's the American flag. They go show her address, her name, where she lives. And it turned out, of course, none of that was true. The Internet Research Agency is really a Western intelligence front interfacing with Russia. They put billions in a year trying to overthrow Russia through these different projects. Soros has huge operations in Russia. Then they'll point at those, almost all of it supporting Hillary, and then come back and say that then Russians are involved. That's like saying Americans are involved in Russia or Japanese are involved in America. Russia's huge. There's all these businesses going back and forth. The truth is, 80% of campaign spending that went on with any Russian companies was against Donald J. Trump because 80% of the campaign money got spent by Hillary. Simply mind-blowing. And again, we now know the Russia thing was made up. We knew it at the time. It was all a canard, a red herring to cover up what Hillary and Mueller and the rest of them were involved in. But there's the real doxing. There's the real harassment. Everything they accused me of. They said I was talked to a CNN reporter rudely and said he was a horrible person for getting us banned off all those platforms, which was true. He's a public figure in a public space. I was talking to him. Oliver Darcy. You know, that's why you're banned. You talk to the royal CNN. But they can go harass a woman at her house and accuse her of being a Russian, which turned out wasn't even true. Here's Tucker Carlson breaking it down with an expert from the Hoover Institute.
My God, we only learned in 2013 that 3 years ago the man was being surveilled by the Attorney General. This is a violation of press freedom. We didn't hear that.
And you're not hearing CNN say anything about the voices being silenced now online by the big tech companies because they have unfashionable views. Can you, as a philosophical matter, support free speech in some cases but not in others?
Well, I don't think you can. And then we get to another... If we want to talk about ethics and the protocols of the White House, CNN, 93% of their coverage, according to Shorenstein, is biased. And Trump had no problem with that. He has no problem when a CNN host, Kathy Griffin, holds a decapitated facsimile of his head. They have no problem when Anderson Cooper uses obscenity or Reza Aslan says he's a piece of crap or people that are guests and panelists say that he's a Russian asset or agent or they invoke the Holocaust for comparison. Or people say that he's radicalized more people than ISIS, remember that? And they have these stories they keep running, you know, that Scaramucci is involved with a Russian hedge fund, false, that Trump knew in advance of the Russian meeting, that Donald Trump Jr. had access to the WikiLeaks. I remember when CNN was just explaining to us,
he never gets to this, there's just so many hundreds of other ones, when CNN and ABC said, General Flynn admits they were under Russian command. Unbelievable! Troy Behar, we've got the documents! They're a Russian operation! He's pled guilty! They're Russian agents! The Russians commanded them all! No, General Flynn only had about $100,000 in the bank, you know, paying for his kids' college and everything, and a modest house. And he lost his house and everything else, the preliminary, and said, okay, I'll plead guilty. You say I made misleading statements, which weren't even true. Fine. I plead guilty. Which wasn't even true. But he just said, fine, I plead guilty. I don't have money. I know Roger Stone spent $1 million. He's now out of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Has no money. Spent all his money. Sold his house. Had his other place doxed. This is what they do to you, folks. I put some acorns away for winter so I could fight these folks, but they've gone through most of our acorns. It's a real war. Let's go back to it.
Meeting that Donald Trump Jr. had access to the WikiLeaks. I remember when CNN was just explaining to us, as a matter of fact, that James Comey, within a matter of hours, was going to go into a congressional testimony and swear that Donald Trump had mischaracterized their private meeting about whether he was subject to prosecution.
Which this doesn't make sense, though, because
it was all false.
CNN has argued that others should lose their voice, should be silenced because they're, quote, conspiracy theorists. But you're listing conspiracy theories that they have promulgated on their air.
Yeah, and they're also arguing that their type of behavior should not be subject to public scrutiny, be only Donald Trump's good protocol, manners, politeness. And that's what Trump's argument is. It's not the content, it's not the prejudice, it's not the unprofessionalism in the past. It's this particular time you went over the edge and you disrupted, you were rude, you took over an optional press conference. There's nothing in the Constitution that says he has to have a press conference. I can remember President Reagan saying, I can't hear you. When somebody yells to Donald Trump, he runs over and talks. So it's not only hypocritical on their fact, but it's a journalistic organization that has violated the ethos of reporting and journalism, then calling the kettle black and saying, you can't do this. This is against White House protocol.
It's a shame
to
see a buffoon elevated to martyr status. But look, now that CNN's on the side of free speech, I'm sure they'll be advocating for the right of all people to say what they think.
They could have sued in 2013 on the behalf of Fox and the AP.
Victor Davis Hanson, a man with a long memory.
Man, that is the smartest show on television. You look at CNN, MSNBC, it's just talking points. Then Carlson just has all these super smart people on. And then he has leftists on, and they can hardly talk. And they just lie, lie, lie. There is no caravan. There is no Soros involved. There is no. We're going to come back with Roger Stone, because the whole Russia thing's coming to a head. What's next? We're going to look at Trump taking the gloves off, the election fraud, and your phone calls. Callers, we're going to you straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let
let life weigh you down? Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Assault on the lives of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Mr. Crowley. You know, I'm not suicidal. I love life. But when I hear about the Russiagate stuff, I want to jump off a cliff. But it is coming to a head, supposedly tomorrow or the next day or sometime next week. And Roger Stone's right in the crosshairs. I'm literally calling Roger this morning saying, I'm sick of hearing about Russia. And then I call him back and go, actually, come on about Russia. Because that's... you're really coming into view. He'll be with us into the next segment. We'll start taking some of your calls, too, on election fraud. What should Trump do? But I wanted to just quickly get an update. as Trump really has torn into Mueller like never before. Today, we're going to be looking at that. Stone released all his text messages that Mueller's already had, proving that Randy Credico was saying he was the back channel. I remember. I could have testified. He wouldn't tell me. He said, oh, it's a talk show host in New York that knows him, and I'm going to try to see what it is. And by then, Assange was on TV saying it's very damning for the Democrats. There were investigative reports about John Podesta and Latin America and the Panama Papers. We were trying to guess here what it was. I never thought it was going to be devil worship and blood drinking in New York. Remember all that? We didn't know what was in there. Good Lord. I mean, I guess I should have imagined. We're going to go to Roger in a moment. But first off, I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. And Alexa Pure family of stainless steel gravity filters take the already decent and good systems that were out there and took it to the next level of quality, durability, customer service, replacement filters, you name it. It's just remarkably high quality and essential. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour for your home, business, your kitchen, your RV, whatever. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them at the end of the year. That's when you get the best deals on cars, is when, you know, the new model or whatever's coming out or the next year's coming and they've got to pay tax on the inventory. $25,000 car, you probably pay $4,000 or $5,000 in tax on it. And that's not counting state taxes. A lot of states have. Texas has that too. Now, this inventory tax, franchise tax. That's why we try to sell everything out by the end of the year. So he's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. Leading competitors are $300 to $400 for a unit this big, not even this good. We normally sell for $249, and it's a great deal. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. And I'm doing this as a favor to him. I said, my God, you're cutting the whole market out. I mean, I'm all for great deals, but this is insane. This will cut out the entire water filter market, what you've done here. He says, well, it's a one-time deal, and there's a couple thousand of them. And he called this morning and said, whoa, you are really moving these. And I go, well, yeah, this is the best deal ever. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. You want to get Alexa Pure Pro for you and your family, get the best deal, replace an old system you've got, or give it as a gift to your children or your mother, your father, your neighbors, your church, your deer hunting lodge, you know, whatever. These are great Christmas gifts. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. This is the best deal in 23 years I've ever heard of. The best system, the best price, and it funds the InfoWar, though not much. I'm doing it as a favor to help move all these out for them, and I understand. So we're doing it, even though I'm for giving you a good deal, but not this good. This undercuts the whole market. This is the best deal ever. It's insane. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Please support the broadcast. A bunch of other big specials in this weekend, so check those out. And thanks for funding the operation. All right. Going to Roger Stone. Roger, you know it's a love-hate thing here with covering the Russia thing. We have to, but it's all a bunch of BS. Our whole audience knows we're not involved with the Russians, other than you getting a bunch of them arrested in the 80s. We know Hillary's the culprit. We know Mueller is. But new developments here, bombshell info that they knew they were Mueller and his prosecutors, Hillary's personal attack dog. I mean, this is ridiculous. And now Trump's gone off the chain. I've got his quotes here. We'll get into some of those, then we'll go to phone calls. But he's saying that they're interrogating, screaming at people, acting like criminals, trying to make them lie, and saying this is destroying our country, which it is. When all this comes out to not be true, we need to see these people get in some trouble. Robert Mueller, he needs his time in the barrel.
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. It's almost as if the president has been reading the coverage of what's been going on with me and, of course, Dr. Jerry Corsi. Yesterday, I released a substantial number of text exchanges with Randy Credico, which proved beyond any dispute that he was indeed my source, who told me about the explosive nature of the WikiLeaks disclosures that Julian Assange himself had announced in June on CNN of 2016, and who told me that they would come in October. And then when they didn't come on October 2nd, told me to be patient. They were coming in a few days, and they did. He also reveals in these text messages that his source was not Julian Assange, but a woman lawyer who worked for Julian Assange. Thus, his defense that he couldn't have been my source in June because he didn't meet and interview Assange until late August is irrelevant. In other words, to put it another way, Alex, it appears to me that Randy Credico perjured himself before the Mueller grand jury. Will he be held responsible for lying under oath? Let's hope so.
Well, I don't have any dog in the fight other than justice. I just don't know why he told all these people this. I knew you had the text messages a while back, and why he would be doing this and why Mueller would bring him in there when Mueller has obviously been parallel constructing all this and was surveilling everyone before. Mueller already knows all this isn't true. So why in the hell did he do this?
It's kind of like that old Bob Dylan line. The order I think Mr. Mueller gave his staff is everybody must get stoned.
Exactly.
Look, I'm a target because I supported Donald Trump for president, because I appear regularly on InfoWars, because I help you bring people the truth, and because I was effective in helping defeat Hillary Clinton by writing the book, The Clinton's War on Women, available at the InfoWars.com store, because I co-produced the documentary, The Danny Williams Story, Banished, the Danny Williams Story.
Well, sure, and Get Me Roger Stone was a pretty powerful documentary. It was a huge hit on Netflix. That was like waving a red cape in a bull's face.
Yeah, so now they're saying get Roger Stone as opposed to get me Roger Stone. Look, I know it grows tedious. It's tedious for me, too. But there is no evidence whatsoever that I knew in advance about the source or content.
I know, we all know that. We know that. The reason I've got you on is, what's the word? They say it's going to be over in a few days, or maybe it's going to keep going forever. I mean, how long is this idiocy going to continue so we can obviously move on to the fake congressional investigations they're about to have?
It's very hard to know, Alex. I mean, for me, this has been over 2 years of my life, having the federal government and Robert Mueller and his band of cutthroats digging into every microscopic detail of my private life, questioning people over and over again. What about Roger Stone's relationship with Alex Jones? How often does Roger Stone talk to Alex Jones? Do you think Roger Stone passed any of the WikiLeaks material on to Alex Jones? I never even had the material to pass on. But they are looking at every aspect of my life, my family life, my social life, my personal life, my business life.
So let's bring this up. I mean, I think Trump, here's the deal. When we learned from the grand jury that Hillary's top attack dog that literally helped cover up Uranium One materially is involved with the Russians and is now the prosecutor, this is like having Hitler run a Nuremberg trial. I mean, this is insane. I've never heard of conflicts of interest, material conflicts like this, Roger.
Yeah, it's extraordinarily political. And as Tyler Nixon made the case, it's an egregious actual conflict of interest. Having Hillary's henchwoman run the investigation into Roger Stone, the nemesis of
when
Hillary
she's involved with the Russians. I mean, she literally is involved with Hillary running all this with the Russians. I mean, it's insane.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Monday through Friday, we're here. And Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Hard to believe. It's already Thursday. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Ride the shotgun. Here with me is Roger Stone from Broward County, Florida, where he's going to be able to get into election fraud and take your phone calls. And that really is the big issue right now, in my view, at the latest in the caravan. We have Harrison Smith here as well. He'll be going to the next hour with us when Vox Day joins us. And we're going to be looking at the most shocking anti-white brainwashing going on in schools that you've ever seen. The left is going into pure race-based politics like they're the KKK or something. They hold up pictures of white people and they go, ooh! They go, why don't you like him? They're white! I mean, this is America, ladies and gentlemen. This is true Marxist liberation theology. Roger, though, putting bookends on this thing, I was asking during the break, you can repeat it, what is it like them saying you're going to be indicted Friday? You know, they've said that so many times last year. Meanwhile, Trump tears into Mueller investigation, calls Russia probe absolutely nuts, talks about all the criminal things they've done. And then there's this Hillary's henchwoman heads Mueller's probe of Stone, and then she's involved with the lawsuits for racketeering with her foundation, with Uranium One. I mean, this lady is involved in all of this. And then now, so is Mueller. And it's clear they chose the Russia thing to cover for themselves because it would be so insane that the people that did it are the ones accusing you of it. This is like beyond any movie you've ever heard of. Truth is stranger than fiction. So in closing on that, Roger.
Well, Alex, it's part of the psychological game they try to play. Virtually every Friday, they will have a reporter call me or my lawyer, usually from CNN, saying, "Do you think it's this weekend that you'll be arrested?" It's designed to unsettle you and upset your weekend. I, of course, never take it terribly seriously because I know I've committed no crime in connection with the 2016 election. Could they frame me for some process crime? Yeah, I guess so. But if they do, I will plead not guilty and I will fight because I'm being targeted because I'm on InfoWars. I'm being targeted because I supported Donald Trump. I'm being targeted because I opposed Hillary Clinton and I was quite effective at it. So this is payback for 40 years of beating liberal Democrats at the polls and nothing more.
And that's the next issue, Harrison Smith. We're not just saying they're stealing. It's famous counties that steal. The illegal ballots, they admit, just keep coming in. They get caught, admit a bunch of them are totally provisional and fake. You have women like running with bags and hiding, acting totally suspiciously, and then putting walls up so you can't see it. And you've got all the races going for Democrats magically where Republicans barely win, and then suddenly famous counties for corruption hold things open for weeks, break all the laws, and then magically the Democrats are winning. Very powerful Michael Snyder article at InfoWars.com. Post-election blue wave, Democrats have flipped 2 Senate seats and a large number of House seats since election night. We need to get this fixed. This is the real emergency here.
Well, I mean, just look at Brenda Snipes. Why was she ever allowed to continue after 2016 when she was caught illegally destroying ballots? Why is she still in charge of anything, let alone, walking free? She's messing with the elections.
She was famous in 2000 for this crap. And now she said she's going to ride off in the sunset after this one, though.
Well, look, they're trying to undermine the one outlet that is legitimate outlet. They want to degrade our a belief in the voting system. They want people to believe that they have no choice but to rebel and cause violence and chaos and riot and all of this stuff, because the one outlet we still have is our ability to vote. If they steal that from us, if they degrade our confidence in that, then, we have no other opportunity or no other option but to,
Absolutely. Now we've got Chucky Schumer and Obama saying everyone should be able to vote. If you're in the country, you should be able to vote. Roger, I want to go to some calls on this subject and others about what Trump needs to do here in just a moment. But just, you're in Broward County. Supposedly today is the last day of the recount or whatever. Chucky Schumer saying, oh, don't worry. We're going to get that governorship. We're going to get the Senate. We're going to get everything. Just the arrogance of these monsters.
You know, Alex, you've been on radio a long time. Have you ever heard anybody who sounds less sincere than Chuck Schumer, who sounds swarmier and phonier than Chuck Schumer? It's really something to behold. Look, I actually think that the Republicans will hold on to the governorship here in Florida because I think former Congressman Ron DeSantis's margin is too great to overcome, even with the shenanigans in Broward County. That means within 10 seconds of his taking his hand off the Bible, he will fire Brenda Snipes, which the previous governor, the current governor, should have done 4 months ago when I called for it, based on her involvement with voter fraud 2 years ago, and in the most recent Republican congressional primaries. So you reap what you sow. Had this woman been removed when we called for it here on InfoWars, you wouldn't have this quagmire going on in Florida. Meanwhile, Republican observers are not allowed to observe the recount in Broward County, a violation of Florida state sunshine law, and they are continuing to count votes that have been disallowed, that have already been declared illegal by the election board. So you have widespread election fraud going on in this one county. Whether or not Rick Scott can hold on to a Senate seat is an open question. I do think we'll hold on to the governorship, and I'm very concerned about the race for Commissioner of Agriculture, only because the candidates in that race are both thoroughbreds with a great future.
Well, I'll tell you, the Republicans shouldn't concede in Arizona. They shouldn't concede on any of these. We have real fraud here, and they should stop conceding. Let's go to Matt in Texas. on Florida election fraud. Matt, you're on the air with myself, Roger Stone, and, of course, Harrison Smith. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, all three of y'all, Roger and Harrison. Hey, Harrison. I was with Harrison and Owen the other night. We were just talking about this. I was asking them if everybody else was holding their breath on the Florida results, as I was, and the numbers were off. And of course, it's Broward County. It always comes down to it's like the.
Oh, Roger was saying that night when we were leaving like one. He goes, "I'm really surprised they conceded. They always steal it when they're close, and then they were just waiting, knowing we were watching, until they did a fake concession, and then went in and started stuffing."
Absolutely, and it's like I can only. It's like the movie Indiana Jones where they open the tomb and they know where the ark is, and he throws the torch down onto the floor.
There's a bunch of snakes.
And the guy says, "Why is the floor moving?" Indeed, snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? That's exactly what's going on. So we're coming up on the witching hour here. I think we're probably within an hour of it, I guess, as it nears. So we'll figure it out. It'll be interesting to see what they pull off. I mean, I guarantee you they're not finding Republican ballots out.
Oh, no. She's been caught putting provisionals. Well, they were all for Democrats, and they weren't real votes, but it's okay. It's okay. She's on video. Oh, no big deal.
Exactly. And what's with the medical glove? We're turning this fraud into a medical scheme now?
Well, they just do that to act like it's like something scientific they're doing. I appreciate you calling in. Good points. Roger, again, Hillary, and I said this a week ago, Matt Gaetz said it 2 days ago, this is a test run for 2020. Now Hillary's saying, oh, I may run, because she sees the Republicans bending over with a big giant green light to let American voting rights be gang raped.
In all honesty, let's take Arizona, for example. If I were the Republican majority, I would not allow the seating of this elected senator, and I would challenge those results in the state courts in Arizona. And we have the majority. We can decide who is seated. I believe that election is fraudulent, and until the courts rule otherwise, I wouldn't seat the senator from Arizona.
Exactly.
I mean, they want to play hardball. Let's play hardball. It's about time. But look, this is very clear. The Democrats say count every vote. The Republicans say count every legal vote. You see the difference.
And let's be clear, you went in there, and again, I don't like George W. Bush. Al Gore I hate even more. But you were there. You helped take it away from them when they were trying to steal it before in Broward County. You went in there and kicked their ass. And that's what we need is some frickin' huevos here, man.
Well, that's exactly true. We prevented the Democrats in Miami-Dade County from counting the same sheaf of ballots for the third time. We didn't shut down the recount. That's false. We stopped them from recounting the same ballots the third time by taking them to an area that was private where there was no observers from the media or the Republican Party where they could tamper with them in violation of the state's sunshine laws. So the Brooks Brothers riot was an act of civic action to support the state's sunshine law and stop them from stealing. That's the truth that the mainstream media doesn't like to tell you.
We're going to jam a few more calls in when we come back here, and then after Roger leaves us, I'm going to continue with calls. Vox Day is going to be here. We have, at the start of the next hour, the most insane race-based brainwashing going on. We're going to show you the shocking video coming up in the next hour as well. We'll look at the EU Brexit. They're stealing the vote of 3 years ago. Paul Watson is in Parliament right now. He's part of UKIP. He'll be calling in, or we'll have him on tomorrow with the latest, but this is amazing. It's all about ignoring the popular vote. It's all about ignoring the people wanting to be sovereign. But they can steal it a few times. But that'll only wake folks up and make them that much more angry. So don't give up if they're stealing. They're having to steal in front of everybody because they're so desperate. Please don't forget also, we're listener supported. You get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarStore.com. One of our biggest sales ever ends this Sunday. Check it out today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to...